Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Our first headline comes from the Huffington Post. Coca-Cola has announced an assault on tap water. While health advocates recommend drinking water, the soft drink giant launches a Cap the Tap program aimed at restaurants. Coke's website says every time a waiter fills a glass with tap water, it pours potential profits down the drain. Your Coca-Cola representative will teach restaurant owners selling techniques to convert water requests into orders for revenue-generating Coca-Cola beverages. Here's the crazy part. Moltar Kent, CEO of Coca-Cola, says, quote, "Obesity is today's most challenging health issue, which will take all of us working together and doing our part." Kim, I know you're shaking your head in total disbelief right now. What's your opinion on cola products being better than water and helping the war against obesity?
Can I chuckle for a few minutes on that one first? Because
feel
I'm
free.
Sick. It's another reason to be disgusted by the beverage industry, the soft drink company. I mean, it's such a joke, and considering they have their own health and wellness institute, quote unquote, I mean, it's a joke. It's definitely a joke, and obviously you and I know that they're empty calories. It's disgusting to be pushing soda when people should be substituting soda with water. It's
right,
horrific.
And their comeback is they own Vitamin Water, but don't let that healthy word vitamin fool you. This beverage contains 33 grams of sugar. That's not far from a regular can of Coke, which has 39 grams of sugar. So to make it sound healthy, they add synthetic vitamins to the sugar water. And as you know, Kim, sodas are linked to obesity and type 2 diabetes, but reaching for this chemically engineered sugar water, it's not the answer, even if they have a wellness department.
Exactly. And then they think, well, we own some, you know, water company too. And that's, you know what? I've had that water. I don't even like it. Not even the fact that I don't want to support their company.
I'm the same.
I don't even think it's good. It's just, it's not good water.
No, I'm the same way. And you know what's funny, Kim? When you open it, listen, if you open it, you're going to hear this. You're going to hear that fizz. Water doesn't do that. So I've always wondered what chemicals are in there making that thing when you open it.
I totally agree. I've wondered the same thing, and I stared away from that at all costs because it just doesn't, nothing adds up in that department anyway. So, yeah, staying away from it.
And your body knows. It just doesn't feel as good as well. But, you know, but here's what gets me, Kim. I cannot count the times I've had patients tell me they don't need water because they drink plenty of beer, tea, or coffee, which, as you know, dehydrates the body. Yep. Water means water. And here it is, Kim. 70% of our body consists of water, not beer. Don't replace it with beer. We're not made out of beer.
No. And keep the water coming, folks. Yeah, you can have your beer and your wine, but it's so important, you know, to substitute the things that you're doing. Oh, supposedly, well, if I make coffee with water, then that's got some water in it. No. It's you know, your body needs it so much, and it's so vital for your health and your skin and every organ. So, yeah, this is just, it's definitely upsetting.
And, you know, if people love the fizz they get from sodas, they can make their own, get some seltzer water, squeeze some fresh lemon juice, and guess what? You've got that citrusy Sprite alternative. Add some cranberry and maybe a splash of prune juice. You've got a healthy Coke alternative. You're getting that fizz you desire, but something more healthy than these chemicals and sugar. Sugar is just, I'll tell you, I've had patients who come in and they look great. I said, well, what's your secret? You know, they tell me, I just stopped drinking soda. It's such a difference in your weight and how you feel.
And that's the one thing I say to people too. They're like, if you have one thing to say to people, and that's the one thing I would choose too. Just, you know, make sure you drink enough water, ditch the soda. It'll change your life. And it does.
It really will. Exciting. Our next topic to chew on comes from Discovery Magazine. Being tall could be hazardous to your health. Research shows short people might be less prone to cancer and have longer lives than tall people. Being taller increases your risk for cancer at all locations in the body. For each additional 10 centimeters of height, a woman has double the cancer risk. Men shorter than 5'4 live 2 years longer than their taller counterparts. Now, Kim, you being a tall blonde from California, are you going to walk around with a 10-pound hat with the hopes it shortens you to my size?
I know. Just when I thought it was so great to be tall, I'm thinking, oh, maybe that's not so great after all.
It means Melanie's going to live to be 120 years old.
Yeah, the short people are like uniting now, saying, yay, this is fabulous. We knew it all along.
Yeah, but, you know, besides living in lower altitudes where the nosebleeds are less frequent, being a vertically challenged man myself, it's nice to have one advantage in life over tall people. I finally found it. Took me half a century, but I've got some
right.
hope for living a little bit longer. You know, I had a patient tell me last week, he said, I should be a stand-up comedian because I'm so short, if I didn't stand up on stage, no one would see me.
Oh, that was good. But, you know, you are a very good comedian. And back to the tall people, they're saying that, tall people have more cells, which could increase the chances of some of them mutating and leading to cancer. They also said that the lungs of taller people don't function as effectively as those of short people as well. So there's definitely some health issues there for the tall people. We have to really drink our water, get some exercise, and eat well.
Well, not only that, you make up a good point. Tall people have more cells, so I guess you got to take care of those cells. And it's kind of like, you know, more geography makes a bigger target. The more lotto tickets you have, the more chance one will have a winning number. And, you know, shorter people have less cells, so actually there's less places for cancer to grow. It makes sense. It makes scientific sense, and that kind of makes common sense as well.
You know, it's funny. This website made this really funny analogy. They said, a short person is like a Honda Civic, compact and efficient, and tall people are like Cadillac Escalades. With all that extra weight and machinery, something's bound to go wrong.
I thought that was cute.
It made good sense.
That's a good analogy. And I mentioned it wasn't just cancer. Research showed that women taller than 5'6 are 76% more likely to have a blood clot than women shorter than 5'2. Obviously, they've got longer legs, so there's more areas to clot in their legs as well. So it makes sense. You know, we've had celebrity Pilates instructor Brooke Seiler on the show, who said that doing Pilates could make you 2 inches taller. And after reading this study, Kim, I think I'm happy right where I'm at. I think I'm going to put my reformer in the closet.
Oh, yeah, forget mine, too. You know, I've got legs and arms for miles, so I think I'm good for a little bit with the Pilates, too. I don't want any blood clots. I want to keep these legs doing okay.
Plus, you live in California, where it's warmer, so, you know, that heat rises. So you need to come visit us here in North Carolina, where it snows.
Oh, I know. I miss the snow. Us tall people need to... Yeah, we need to get to some colder climates out here in California, get some exercise, get the blood flowing. But it was a really interesting piece, and it definitely made me think twice, for sure. And it's amazing what they can find out, you know? I mean, such a difference in height can really profoundly affect your health and add years to your life or take a few years away.
Unless you're Tattoo the Midget, poor fellas, he left us too early. You know,
right.
I actually had a patient who has a tattoo on his arm of Tattoo the Midget, and on Tattoo's arm is a tattoo of Tattoo wearing a tattoo on his arm. So it was interesting. It was a tattoo of Tattoo wearing a tattoo of Tattoo. It was like, wow, it was so intricate.
That's funny.
I just kept staring at it. I said, that would go on to infinity.
Oh, that is so funny.
So he's living on, which is great, you know, even though he died too soon. You know, I think he's from Illinois. It's called De Plains, Illinois.
Oh,
that's a city.
I loved him on that show. That was great, though. It was a great show.
He was great, though. So that's good. So, short folks, embrace your height. We have a reason to wake up and live longer and healthier. And don't get the neighbor to stretch you out with the rope between two cars like I know you've wanted to, because I sure have. So be happy about your height. Well, that's great. Well, that actually concludes another Chew on This segment. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman and Kim at Healthy Bee Daily. If you heard something today you want to share with someone, podcasts are always available on Chew on This segments to yourgoodhealthradio.com. More empowering health information still ahead after this short break. Stay well and stay tuned.